Everybody, this is Natalie.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how that got turned on. Who knows, but sorry. Anyways, hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starcast. I have a great evening in store for everybody. I mean, I have three people that are going to be connected. Of course, Al, my co-host, is with me tonight also. But first, I'm going to tell you some things. MysticLivingToday.com, it's the 15th already. So around the 20th, you'll start getting emails from me that your article, excerpt, poetry, whatever is due. And I ask everybody, if you have anything, please send it to me at stars with a Z, C-A-S-T, at MysticLivingToday.com. And I rarely say no to stuff. I mean, the more I have, the more we have, the better it is. It makes for a really good magazine each month. And as everybody knows, I started this in 1998, so it's really amazing. It really, really is. Also, I want everybody to know about Stars with a Z, Psychics.com. That's the other site that I own, and I have another one, PlanetStarsWithAZ.com. But Stars, just the Stars, Psychics.com is the one where I have all the advisors there waiting for you, and they're so talented, and they've been all reviewed, you know, interviewed by me, not reviewed, interviewed by me, and it's pretty great, and I'm very proud of it. We're going to be revamping the magazine, back to the magazine. That's in the works right now. Tony showed me some of it, and it's going to look more like a magazine, and it's going to have a lot more options in it, and, of course, I'm driving them crazy with all these ideas I have. And then, of course, we have something else that's going to be going up on the Google app. That is close to being finished. It takes a long time, and then we have to have somebody that does the Google app, put it up over there, and then, we'll, you know, when that's ready, I will let everybody know. So, without further ado, and I think we have Marcella. Hold on, everybody. Okay, she's not connecting. Well, anyways, I have Al with me tonight. Al, how are you?
Doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm good, and I also have Jerome. He's Anthony, but we are going to just call him Jerome, and I love that name.
Jerome is
great. And
I'm
trying to.
Yeah. Jerome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. I don't know why I'm not connecting her. We might have a problem. Anyways, his mother Marcella is trying to connect right now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep trying to connect with her. And Al, if you want to get started.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that starts with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics, another year has come and gone. Are you wondering?
Yeah, we've got an issue. Okay, I think we're good. Okay, Marcella, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
And yes, I can hear you. I have an echo, and I don't know what's causing it, but it could very well be Blog Talk Radio, not us, because nobody's on speakerphone. So anyways, Al, let's get started instead of wasting time with all these things that I'm concerned with. We won't worry about it. Let's just get started. So, Al, you can take it away and bring Jerome and Marcella. I do want to say Marcella is a reverend, and her son, Anthony, they are both healers. They've helped lots of people, okay? Isn't it wonderful? And she was ordained in 2004 at the First Spiritualist Church in San Diego. And you can bet she's got a lot of gifts as well as her son, Jerome. So, Al, take it away while I try to solve this issue here.
Okay, thank you. So, welcome, Marcella, and welcome, Jerome. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Good to be. Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm glad to be here, too, and being able to have this wonderful get-together and being able to speak to everyone, and this is great.
Well, now you're going to be introduced to a whole global community here through Natalie's show here for congratulations.
That's cool. The more people to reach and help, you know, that feels really good to be able to connect on that level like that.
So for the audience, several years ago, and I don't know how many years ago, so let's call it, say around 10 years ago, myself is probably going to be able to tell me more better or be able to indicate the exact point in time. But I met Marcella several years ago, and she was introduced to me as a healer. And she did some work on me that literally blew me away. She did a lot for a bunch of people, too. And I remember going to an expo, I guess, for lack of better words, and I watched her work on people, and they were having tremendous results. So from my point of view, Marcella has been a powerful healer. She is trained and learned from, I'm going to call it Eastern philosophy, and she'll be able to detail that even more so. I met her son a couple of months ago, and again, he's also in the lineage of healing. And my understanding is that he does his own thing, maybe with a touch of influence from his mom, Marcella. And so I'll let him further that discussion in regards to what he does. But my connection to both of Ms. Marcella, and I reconnected with her a couple of months ago out of the blue. It wasn't even planned. And it was phenomenal because personally she has helped me a great deal in the last few weeks, which I'm immensely grateful for. But anyways, Marcella, so take it away. How did you get to the point where you're at now?
Well, let me just say this. We never know in the beginning what our path is, but really clearly our path is already laid out for us. And actually, as I came into with this physical body was in that state of very fragile. I was very sick when I was a child, and I went out of body all of the time. And I would see spirits, and I would play with spirits, and spirits would talk to me, but I had no one to talk to about it. And my parents used to think I was always lying. But as I got older and things would happen, actually it was a number of things, and one of them was going to the First Spiritualist Church and reading about it and saying, oh, I do all those things. I do those things, you know. So that's kind of where it started, is that I had experiences that it didn't seem like anyone in my family understood. So I was kind of, you know, like people thought I was lying. But then when it came to the healing part, actually, fast forward a few decades, and it was actually my son, Jerome, who had really helped me so that we started to walk this path together. Although we were already walking a path together. See how, and I say, you know, the Lord knows what he's doing, and he puts people together, and that's what it was. And it was really because of Jerome that I even started taking these classes, and that's the healing classes with Dr. Cam Ewan, who was one of our teachers, and that's how it started.
Okay, so then
I'm going to interrupt 1 minute. I'm going to hang up and call back in again. You guys can keep, the three of you can keep talking. It won't disconnect the show.
Okay.
Because I'm going to figure this out. There's something, and if there's still an echo, then that means it's Blog Talk Radio and there isn't anything we can do about it. So go ahead, and I'll let you know when I'm back, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds good. So Jerome, how did you get started? It sounds like you had a great influence with your mom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the even though we hadn't started doing the healing just from a young age, my mom just brought into the home the Eastern philosophy, the teachings, and set the atmosphere and the climate to where, you know, the meditation and visualization and self-improvement and healthy eating was just all part of it because my mom was on that path. And so I just started. Well, what happened was when I went to India in '93, and I had a friend there while I was there, and he was talking about the chi and all these things. He was a martial artist, and he would talk about all these things that the masters can do. And when I came back, I saw a flyer, basically, in one of the health food stores here in San Diego about this guy giving a free demonstration on using the chi. And I went to it. Basically, it was a pranic healing. I stood up. I raised my hand to be part of the demonstration. See, I was running track and field then in college. I was there on scholarship running track and field and play football. I had strained my hamstring, and it was still strained even at the end of the summer when I came back from India. And the guy healed my leg, you know, like I couldn't feel any pain after that. It was always tight, you know, it was sore, hadn't fully healed. He stood about 5 feet away from me, didn't even touch me, and he healed my leg. And that was the beginning, because my major was physical education, fitness and training, teaching and coaching. I knew the body. I knew how the body heals and everything from the Western point of view. But they weren't teaching this in schools. And I was like, what? They didn't teach me this in my classes, but I got a result, you know. So I spent all my money, my college money that I had left to take all those courses with at the Pranic Healing Group. And that began my healing practice. And I would practice on my mom. I'd work on my mom and just everywhere. I'd work on the track team and football players and, you know, I'd work on myself, and I just kept it up and kept taking other courses and traditions of wisdom and different lineages, and that's been the path. And together, my mom and I have gotten together because we both really chimed with us. Dr. Cam Yuen method, he called the Yuen method of Chinese energetic medicine back then, and that up leveled my healing abilities and skills and intuition and as well as my mom. And so now, just to fast forward today, what we're doing today is we have our own techniques that's synthesized from our own experiences as well as what we've learned from all those courses we've took, and we call it an enlightened way of being, energetics and meditation.
Awesome.
That is.
And so Marcella, so you mentioned earlier that at a very young age you knew there was something. Well, I'm not sure if you knew, but you realized that you had some gifts within you or for you to utilize. At what point in time did you realize you were different from everybody else?
I think early on, I knew that I was different. I was sick a lot. I would stay home from school. But I would go to school. I would go out of body, and I'd go to the playground, and I would watch my friends. And I thought everybody did that. You know, I thought that that was normal. But then also, I would get up in the middle of the night and go to my mom's and dad's bedroom, and I would see these people and things. But that was scary. So in a way, I thought that, you know, it was frightening. But my parents always thought that I was lying. So in a way, I thought it was normal that what I was doing, but I didn't know that it was special or different. Okay, I didn't know that there were other people who were doing the same thing. And it wasn't until I read about our teacher, Satya Sai Baba, and actually I had read a book about the third eye, about Tuesday Lobsang Rampa, who was this Lama from Tibet, and he talked a lot about the spiritual aspect and becoming a Lama and doing the work that he did and past lives and this, and he talked about all of that, and that's what helped me to understand that what I was doing, that there were people out there. Because actually there was a time, Al, when I thought I was going to check myself into a mental hospital because I thought that there was something wrong with me. And then I had this teacher. There was this teacher I was going into this program to become a counselor, and she's the one who had taken me to this restaurant called The Prophet in East San Diego, and there were all of these pictures of all of these saints and sages and gurus, and she was telling me all about all of these spiritual people, and she told me, you need to be with kindred spirits. You need to be with spiritual people, and I didn't even know what a kindred spirit was. You know, I mean, I was a young person, and the people I hung around with were definitely not of the crowd that I'm with today. So it was just really interesting. So actually, the universe kind of pushed me into this, and actually, Jerome and I, we did actually take Reiki together, which kind of bonded us together. He took hypnotherapy, and then I took hypnotherapy, you know. And the universe would kind of put us together. He was my student assistant when I was a TA with San Diego Unified School District. And he was also my TA when we were teaching Balbicus, which was a children's program for the Psi Spiritual Education Group, which meant Balbicus is blossoming of the child. So we were already learning how to work together. You know, it was really interesting how this all, and actually my prayer to my teacher and the universe was that Jerome would go to India, and that happened. And that was like over a decade and a half later when that happened. So I knew that there was something that was going on, you know. But it was really when I look back now, it was like a puzzle, and all of the puzzle pieces are coming together. It's not complete yet, but the puzzle pieces are there, and we're creating this puzzle, and you're part of the puzzle, and we're all a part of each other's puzzle, and it's a beautiful, beautiful puzzle, and we're all just a part of it, you know, and healing is a great part of it. Because all we're doing is helping each other. That's how I see it.
I'm back, by the way. So I think we still have a... Sorry, Al, I'm back. I just want to let everybody know. But I wanted to interrupt here. And I'm listening to Jerome and Marcella and what talent we have. And you, of course, Al. But the way their lives started off, and Al, you know mine was nothing like that at all. Nothing. I mean, nothing. And I'm in awe listening to the two of them talk and how you started off on your journey. And I have to, I'll tell you how mine was. Al knows what it was like. And look what I'm doing. I mean, I don't want to say I'm not as spiritual as you are, the both of you. I am. But I think my development came later in life, and I don't even know if it was later in life. I think I was just born with it. I mean, Al knows my story of being alone and everything. So, but anyways, I'm in awe of both of you, and continue on. This is wonderful. My goodness, and you know, you can't. I was listening. You two can't escape each other. The divine has decided you are to work together. That's it. Don't try to break apart. Don't, Jerome, don't you try to leave. Marcella, don't you try, because you're going to get back together again. Anyways, that's so beautiful. Listen to them, Al, isn't it?
I totally agree, Natalie. And I was going to ask Jerome, so, and I met you a couple of months ago, though I got a feeling we met before, but I got reacquainted with you a couple of months ago, and you look very, very young. I don't know how old you are. So my question to you is, how does the younger generation feel about what you're doing?
I appreciate you say, I look young. I suppose I'm young. It's all perspective, you know. I'll be 48 this month.
Oh, my God, but, he's young.
He's young.
But I was always spiritual. And I think it's changing now, even from the time when I was a young person, from high school and then into college. And I think that we find each other. I think right now is a great time for young people. I think there's a lot of young people that are finding each other that are into the healing arts and spirituality. I run into them all the time. However, when I was a youth, honestly, I would say where are all the young people? Because at that time when I was in college, I was taking these courses in healing arts and doing inner work and healing. Definitely, I was always the youngest in the class. You know, everybody in there was in their 40s and, you know, 30s and older, you know, in their 50s. And I was there, you know, 20 years old, 21, 22, taking these courses and training. But I think now people are more kind. It feels like maybe with the media is, you know, the social media and the connectedness that people have now, the awareness. I think we just need to be more visible, and so that's what I've been doing. I think there's a lot of young people now. I mean, I think there's the full spectrum of people not being spiritual at all to people really doing some amazing things, and I think they'll gravitate to it.
What type of healings do you guys do, and are you limited to what kind of type of healings you can do, or there is no limits? In other words, you can do whatever you feel inspired to do. I mean, is there limitations, is there boundaries, and what type of healings do you do?
Well, Reverend Marcella, you go ahead and say what you do, and then I'll share what I do.
Well, actually, it's interesting you would ask that, because my training is probably more of the conventional. I took a class when I was at Southwestern. It was on personal growth, but we learned about all of the psychologists and their belief systems. You know, we learned transactional analysis. We learned about the people in psychology that were important, including Freud, you know, of which I had a very active dream state and did my own level of dream interpretation, actually. And then, of course, those that were on the psychology end, the different therapies. And since my kids were becoming adolescents, we studied parent effectiveness training and all of those different modalities or techniques. So that kind of, in a way, gave me a start, in a sense, of working with people or how to view life in a different way of helping people to help themselves and helping ourselves. That was kind of the start. But then actually, because of what we were listening or taught by our teachers' teachings with the spiritual end and coupling it actually with the healing modality that was given as far as the different techniques, especially the Yuen method, which to me was way out there, talking about past lives and all of these inner dimensions and spirit attachments and all of these different things. And I said, man, we're into Star Trek, of which I love Star Trek. And all of these things of Star Trek, to me, it says, well, who created this? Because we are right here. And Jerome was like right there. You know, he was right there with me. And so we kind of walked that. But as far as what we do, I use everything that I have been taught myself about. From meditation to using affirmations to using mantras to, you know, to different techniques of various saints and sages. What I have experienced, and that's, I use all of it, including the energy work, where we just zap people. You know, that's what I call it. We just go ahead and find out what your issues are, and we just zap people. We just move energy by changing the frequency of a thought, because everything is matter. Everything is energy, and that's kind of where I go. I decided to piggyback along with Jerome because he really does use the spiritual aspect in a sense that he's kind of encapsulated and created a very powerful model that I see, and I can embrace that, you know, although my training was a little bit different. But I think that for people who are coming on board wanting to learn something, you know, he gives you from the ground up, he gives you a model. And that's kind of how I see it. And so I've kind of now decided that I'm going to embrace that. I'm not letting go of what I've learned, because everything that I've learned is, you know, it's solid, it works for me, you know. But what I was taught was not more of a spiritual backing, and really we need that today. We do need to get back to the roots, and the roots are that we are one. And the roots are, is there, that we are, there is a divine presence, and we are part of that divine presence. And we need to move in the world understanding what that means. And that's what heals us all, actually. Not our ego, but knowing who we are. And then I'll go ahead and let you talk, Jerome.
Well, you know, and I have to say something. I feel like such a novice. And there's an echo, and we're not able to figure this out. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry about that. I think it's Blog Talk Radio anyways. But I feel like such a novice with the two of you and Al, and it's just so interesting to see all that you've done. And you know, I mean, I don't know if you've encountered anybody like me, but I'm not into any of this. I don't do any of this, and I feel kind of bad and left out. Isn't that strange? But I love it.
Well,
I love that there are people like this in the world. It's just so wonderful.
Well, can I interject something, Natalie? Well, actually,
yes.
Actually, you are there. It's just embracing another piece of that puzzle. You know, because really, like, there's a lot that I haven't really shared. There's a lot of stuff that I had to grow from, and how my family was, and, you know, just those generations of people, you know, way back, you know, hundreds of years ago, and how they even had to just fight to be alive, you know. So the spiritual aspect, if you think of the whole physical body, and that the lower chakras are those first, you know, hundreds of times that we're on this at taking on a human body, and that the crown chakra is like the spiritual aspect. You know, it's like we're all growing together. You know, so we're all kind of a piece of that. But you're there. You're already there. You're doing this work. It's beautiful work. You know?
Well, thank you. But I guess you're right. I'm looking at it like, gee, I mean, I have Reiki too, but I have a dear friend. I've known her for 20 years. She has all these modalities and a master and all of that. But I've never wanted to do any of that. So I guess that's just something that I'm not supposed to do. That's how I look at things. Because I think something like the two of you working together, I think if you're supposed to do it, you're going to keep seeing it. It's going to be hitting you. You got to do this. You got to. That's how I look at it. So I'm thinking, what I'm doing is a part of it. It's bringing everybody together in some kind of modality. I mean, this is the radio, so it is doing something for people out there that want to listen and learn. But I just sit here and I'm in awe. It's just so wonderful, the two of you and Al. Even Al, I mean, Al does this stuff on Facebook, and I listen to him, and I think, wow, that's just not me. Maybe I'm more behind the scenes. Maybe I'm more about gathering and bringing it together. Maybe that's what it is, Marcella. I don't know.
Well, I will call it the Natalie Method. You have the Natalie
Method. The Natalie Method. I like
yes,
it.
And this yeah. is your, this is, this is your method, and you're out here reaching all these people. I mean, that's awesome. That's completely awesome.
You know, but you know, if you're me, you look at it and say, yeah, but this is not enough. You know, I talk to God every day. You know, you want me to do good for the world, and I am, but you got to give me, I need more. I need more abilities to do things and because that's really what I am about. And the more I do and help, the better I feel about my whole life. It's like this was what I was supposed to do all along, but not as a little girl, of course.
Yes.
A little girl, I was just off alone to fend for myself. And, I mean, I had parents, but that's a long story. But anyways, I think I got a lot of angelic presence around me. I think I got a lot of help that I just couldn't see, because I always end the show is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And that's what I believe. I'm just the top believer here. So, but I have to compliment both of you. You're just so wonderful. I mean, all the things that you can do, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I'd like to share just a piece. It's like a part of it is the foundation of the healing process. And I think what you do, Natalie, all the healing techniques that we have learned, Reverend Marcella, myself, I believe any healing technique that people are doing, any spiritual practice, it comes down to surrender, letting go, and witnessing and experiencing spirit come through, either in a message, either in a healing, in a miracle, a transformation, an inspiration. And the neatest thing about it is I like to describe it through the breath. And I use this a lot to describe what we're working with and how to do the healing. So everybody breathes, right? But if you let go of all effort in breathing, it's like right now you just notice you're breathing. We just do it real quick right now. We'll get a felt sense. Everybody will get this experience. I call it an enlightened way of being, but you'll see quite literally it's a natural way of being. If you notice you're breathing, just allow the natural ebb and flow of your breathing to arise without a judgment of the breathing being good or bad, if it's deep enough, or you should be breathing a certain way without controlling the breath or trying to get an experience. Just allow the natural ebb and flow of your breathing. So the breathing may be shallow, it may be deep, it may be, you know, combine those, and like whatever arises with the breath, let that be okay. And as you're noticing the breathing, in gratitude, which I hear coming from you, Aunt Natalie, you're going to be we're in gratitude of the breath and just acknowledge the experience of breathing with the whole body. And see, we can feel that the whole body is being breathed in some type of way. You know, every cell in the body has an inhalation and exhalation. So imagine you can feel what it feels like for the bones to breathe, the brain to breathe, the spine breathing, the mental body and emotional body. All at once, your whole being is being breathed. And if you notice any part of your being tightening or clenching or holding back or relaxing, any part of your being that feels numb to the experience of being breathed, you're going to relax the pelvis, the shoulders, whatever is clenching, and relax and open. Allow the experience of being breathed to arise. Now, as you can feel that feeling of the bones breathing, the spine, the brain, arms, legs, notice I'm using the phrase being breathed. Because if you let go of all effort in your breath and breathing, we will still be breathed. So means we are being breathed by a creative intelligence innate within us already that's beating our heart. It's already in us, organizing with perfect timing, intelligence, in a miraculous way, the internal organs, the immune system, the digestive system, the nervous system, you know, reproduction of cells. And notice our body works the best when we relax and let go of stress, effort, and we relax. The body heals the best, most efficiently there. And so we're open to that creative intelligence that's within us, letting it and feeling it breathe us into being. And that same creative intelligence, I like to say, Al and Natalie, is in every being. That same creative intelligence within me, breathing my breath, beating my heart, is in each and every one of us. It's in all life, causing the trees to grow with strength and inspiration. It's in the flowers that bloom with beauty and symmetry without any effort on anybody's part. And so when we relax and open and feel the experience of being breathed, we are allowing the flow of that universal creative intelligence causing the earth to rotate and orbit around the sun, you know, bringing the seasons and beauty and magic and the sunrise and sunset, the inspiration, nurturing and nourishing all life, feeding all life, the heavens, that source that moves and breathes all creation, is moving and breathing our being. And the more we relax and just acknowledge it, all we have to do is just acknowledge that presence is there and then relax and feel that experience of being breathed. Now, already, if you're able to follow along, you can feel the body starting to relax and feel a sense of well-being, a felt sense of being breathed. Now, I said in the beginning when I started that the spiritual growth, the spiritual transformation happens when we let go. And I think of whether a person is going through the path, through the challenges of forgiveness. Forgiveness is letting go of things that should have been different, that a person should have been something different, that we should have, when we forgive ourselves, we're letting go of the expectation that we should have done something different or we could be more. And so when we relax and let go on the mental level, we can feel the healing start to happen, the release, settling unconscious tensions, presence and spirit, creating more space to actually heal the body from the aches and pains that have been caused by the emotional stress and the nervous system. So I'd say the energy work that we do is just not only being able to do that within our body through working through the psychology of the spiritual psychology, but energetically, even if the person doesn't tell me what the issue is, we can tune in to their energetic system and clear those issues that are creating tension, resistance to their well-being energetically on a quantum level, and so that they can relax and spirit can heal them that way, that creative intelligence or innate within them can work better. So that's, to answer your question, Al, in the beginning, that's kind of what we do. And whatever it takes, it could be spiritual psychology, it could be any of the techniques, you know, energetic healing, working through past lives, inner child, in between lives, psychic influences, working with masters and teachers. But all comes down to letting go of the resistance that creates that blocks us from that flow of that universal creative intelligence that wants to flow, and that potential of healing and transformation and potential wants to flow through us naturally. Clearing those. Could you feel that?
Makes good sense to me, Jerome. It's wonderful. Your voice is just so soothing, and it's. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people, but it's just very calming. And I can only imagine the people that would come to you that are like all hyped up about their life and la la la, and you know, this is going bad, and all they have to do is listen, and the calmness will happen for them. But I was listening to you. I was thinking to myself about what I've done in my life so far, and I had two miracles that actually happened for me. And I'm just going to tell you briefly, and I know the listeners have heard this, but you have not, you and Marcella. I was struck with this virus that attacked my liver. I could not even stand. And in the process of that, trying to heal, and there wasn't too much they could do for me except wait and pump me full of vitamins and keep me in the house so nobody would come around me that was sick. But anyways, it was a bad thing. I don't even know if it was like a hepatitis, but it was. So anyways, one night, and both of you are going to appreciate this, and Al, you've already heard it. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell them because I just feel I should. I was awakened, and my room was glowing a golden color. It's the most beautiful. It's not a yellow. It wasn't a gold. It was just a beautiful color of like a of all of it together, yellowish gold. Well, I sat up, and I looked around. And I thought, where's this light coming from, right? Looked up, looked out, you know, to a little room that we had. Wasn't coming from there. Then I looked behind me, and on my wall was a crystal, at least 6-7 feet high, in my room, on the wall. That's where the glow was coming from. Now, I looked at it. I blinked my eyes. I thought, holy smokes, what is this? I mean, I was just getting into the spiritual work. I led up this organization and that kind of thing, but I wasn't, like, really into it. but I knew it was something magnificent, and I knew it meant something just for me. And the funny thing of it is, as soon as I realized, I figured this out after, that it was real, okay, she accepts it, now let's put her back to sleep. And I was put back to sleep, just like that. You would have thought I would have stayed up until the sun rose, but I didn't. I went back to sleep. And it's never appeared to me before, but I'm almost certain that it was for massive healing for me. And the presence, I had somebody explain to me, it was either the archangels or an archangel, or it was God. There was angelic presence of some sort with me at that moment in time. And I mean, I was seriously ill, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. But I wanted to share that with you because I know you're going to remember that with me. So even back, you know, when I was a very young woman, this occurred. But then the next week, I was bit by my dog on my face at the very same time. I went through a car window. This is no joke. I went to emergency. Of course, they took me in right away. And the nurse said to me, oh, he's not going to stitch you. I mean, I was bad. I looked at her and I thought to myself, well, then I'm just not leaving. So you better figure this out fast. So she brought in a doctor came in. And here he was on emergency duty. He was a plastic surgeon. And he looked at me, and he didn't seem to be startled, and he said, I'm going to give you a minimum of stitches. I mean, I was hit on both sides, and part of my nose, the cartilage pushed out. It didn't come through my nose, through the skin, but it was out. And he said to me, now, you're going to think I'm crazy. This was on Labor Day. 3 days from now, this is day one. So day two, day three, I want these out of your face. And I looked at him. I said, why? Isn't that kind of soon? He said, no. So I said, okay, you know, and I went to see my doctor, and my doctor leaned up against the wall, and he said, I don't believe this. I said, what don't you believe? He said, well, I'm going to take these stitches out, and I'm going to show you. I had gashes, Jerome and Marcella. It was gone. They were gone. I had no scars, no scar tissue, and the doctor said to me, you know, who worked on you? And I said, well, I don't remember his name, but he was a plastic surgeon. He just happened to be, he was called in for something else, and he knew what happened to me, so he came in to see me right away. There's nothing on my face, not one thing. Not one thing.
Yeah.
So if that wasn't some kind of...
I still...
Go ahead, Jerome.
I was just saying that... I was just going to say that the healing process, I think Spirit gives us some experiences to help us come to a place of allowing the healing to happen through the messages, the imagery, the circumstances, and sometimes we can help it through the inner guidance we get from Spirit, the guidance we get from other people, energetics, but surrender. In allowing presence to do the work, that same creative intelligence that causes the sun to shine and trees to grow, the waves in the ocean, that beats the heart, breathes our breath, the fullness of that is in every cell in the body and every being. And it presents itself to us in a variety of ways. And I think our indigenous cultures and the various traditions of healing and modalities got to bring into focus that consciousness, that presence, that awareness, to invoke it for our healing, transformation, empowerment, blessing, and so that is the practice, though. That is the practice, how to live in connection with that presence. That is.
I just knew that it was really important for me. Yes, it was massive healing for me, but I had to see it. And because I saw it, I will never forget it, ever, ever. And
it makes you more trusting, too. It makes us more, okay, I can accept and I can trust it. Spirit is there helping me, allowing it to to happen, you know.
And if,
yeah.
if I can, in, oh, okay. if I can interject,
go ahead, Marcella.
Also, okay, a very important part of it is that was for you, Natalie. That was your karma, and that was your karma for all of that to happen, from beginning to end. From and also, it happened because it's the grace of God. That's the way that I see it. Because nothing on that level happened. Everything is the Lord's grace, I see. Even
right.
though we don't interpret it that way. But you had the grace of God, and the Lord gave you that experience. And plus your karma for whatever happened many lifetimes ago that brought this experience
right.
to you. But the healing was... what a beautiful story, you know, for you.
Yeah, it was obviously, and it carried me through because, you know, and I was almost in a near-fatal accident. I mean, I've had a lot of close calls after this. And but, you know, I worked with a lot of people, and they said, oh, yeah, it was just healing. And I said, well, yeah, I know that. But I saw it. I was meant to see it. Maybe because I needed to recognize what was happening. You know, my eyes needed to see it. I mean, that's what I got from it. And from that point on, I mean, the doctors were just totally amazed, you know, especially with my face. That they couldn't figure out. I guess it was really bad. And I have nothing. And the cartilage kind of just went back in my nose. He said, oh, you're going to have to go to a specialist and blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, oh, my God. And here I'm a young woman, you know, we're all conscious of how we look. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to be scarred for life. But no, God didn't want that for me at all. Not at all.
Mm. Marcella and Jerome, I have a question for you guys. And that is, I've noticed a pattern. Because of what I've done, and as I've traveled the world and spoke on different stages, I've got to meet many, many shamans and healers and energy workers and all that in that type of scenario. And with the pattern that I've seen, and I don't know if both of you have seen this pattern or you can speak about it, but I've always seen that healers, and I'm going to group them all together as healers, I've always seen that they can influence healing with another, but they rarely can ever heal themselves. Have you seen that pattern, or do you know what I speak of?
Yeah, I see that all the time. And I think it's because I think it just requires the healer a lot of times has to do the inner work, like the real inner work to get down to the root cause on the felt sense level in the very cells of their body, of the core issues of what's making them feel not lovable or good enough, that's causing the vulnerability for the illness, the lessons around that, you know, that may have been there from lifetimes, you know. And that work has to be done. The more that's like foundational work, I think, really, for a healer to do that inner process of transformation to release subtle and unconscious limiting perceptions and beliefs that create the stress and the tension, the aches, the pain, the illness. And as far as healing themselves, that's what has to happen. And that's the hardest work to do. Like, we could do that with other people, you know, and see, and spirit can see us because we're not as invested. But to our own self, sometimes we're not neutral enough to see it. Part of us may not even want to see it. Some people don't like to go into the pain that hurts, you know, the fear of the discomfort. But I would say just for healing, because there's a certain point in healing, though. I've found that the masters and teachers are really, I put them on a rank, but the really the most powerful healers or spiritual teachers, their identification is not with the body, and they just tend to the body only as needed. And so then you know, if they're going to get, the body's going to get sick, they just let the body get sick and just run its course and let the body, you know, let the transition, you know, the death happen or the healing happen, because they're not invested in the body so much. Their point of identity is not the body. I believe a lot of times that is where they're at. Like if you look at like Sai Baba, Ramana Maharshi, all of those teachers, Yogananda, they had health problems, and I don't think they focused so much on their own healing so much as versus other people. But if a person does really want to heal themselves, and if they really wanted to, I think those beings could. But maybe it invests more body consciousness than they're willing to let themselves have, you know, because at least in the tradition that we came from, the Eastern tradition, you know, the goal is self-realization and God-realization and merging with the divine. But if there's too much body consciousness, the identification that we are this limited body-mind personality, then when we die, there's always going to be some fear, some resistance, some tension, because the limited body-mind consciousness always needs to be guarded and protected. You know, it needs to be supported. It always needs something. It needs, you know, food, shelter, acknowledgement, respect. And so long as there's that individual consciousness, there's always going to be a need to guard, protect, support. But as you start to get really into the level, into the area of identification, surrendering, identification with that source that moves and breathes all creation into being that source, the issues of the body become less and less important. And the body has its own karma, our teacher would say. You know, it's been born, and so then it has to go through its own process. And so I think some healers might let that go. But some healers that have body consciousness, and that's it's not the spiritual issue that I'm talking about. They just need to go into the core issues of the limiting beliefs that are lodged in those muscles, nerves, and cells, and get resolution to them on a deep, deep level. I think that's what sometimes it can be a challenge. And we can only see what we can see, you know. So
how much
that's
of
what
that,
I find.
How much of that of what you just said starts with or is the foundation of self-love?
Well, let me, can
say
I
that again?
Can I go ahead for a second here?
Sure.
Just to go back to what you were saying, and also even about self-love, is actually instead of feeling like you don't deserve something, my whole path has been about self-healing because I had always been sick. But it was not for ego, but just so that I can get up and walk across the room, okay, or take care of my children. So the impetus for wanting to be able to live each day of my life and make it mean something or do something productive is that I know I needed to heal myself. And actually being on this path of healing, there was a time actually when I was running practice groups and I was in a whole lot of pain in my shoulder. I had fallen in my classroom and knocked myself out, and that's what took me out of teaching. So when that had happened, and my shoulder, I was going around walking, and my shoulder was limp, and I realized two things, is that, number one, I needed to allow other people to work on me, and I needed to work on myself. So I needed to take that skill that I applied to everybody else. I needed to use it myself. So then that brought into a whole nother dimension here is who can I trust to work on me? Well, number one, Jerome, okay? And then I had to learn how to work on myself, so I had to be neutral to my own self, to my own issues. And the first person that the universe gave me to work on was Jerome. So I had
on
him. Isn't that funny? I took the class, and then the end of the day, he came and he says, "Mom, I have to teach a class. I hurt myself. Keep doing this. then work on me. And I said, you want me to do this right now, this minute? And he goes, yes, you've already learned this, you know. So I didn't have a choice. He's my son. I had to do this. You remember that, Joe? You know, so
yep.
So I think that, and do we even, how can I say, we have to honor the temple that is given to us. And not on an ego level, but then we have our work to do. Like you were saying, Natalie, the work that we do, like even Al, the work that we do, we have physical things that go on with us. You know, Jerome was an athlete, and he always took care of himself. But my body didn't go through that process. I was always sick, so I had to find ways to take care of myself. So there is that dual. But you know what? It's interesting you should say that, because we're in a new day. And you're absolutely right, Al. There was a time when the masters and teachers, that no, they didn't. They would heal the masses, help the masses, work on people, but not themselves. Okay? But now we're in today. We're in a new era. And in order for us to keep going, we have to learn how to work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves every single day. And I feel like doing all of the things that, you know, we were talking about and using, and, you know, all of the things that we have learned and we know about, and because to do what? So that we can all learn how to live with each other, be together, learn our lessons, you know, and move in that state of mind of always in love with love, because we're here to love all, serve all. That's
well, beautifully said. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. You know, I do want to mention that you do Facebook Live every Friday, right? 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell everybody how to reach you.
Well,
Facebook.
We do Facebook Live every Friday. Yep. And it's called, in the group, in the Facebook group, it's called An Enlightened Way of Being, Energetics and Meditation with Jerome and Reverend Marcella. And so you just type in the comment section what it is you want to work on, an ache or pain or some stress. We tune in energetically and clear it. And you put in the comment section on a scale of 1 to 10 what it was before and what it was afterwards. And after a couple minutes, and that's what we do there on Facebook Live. And that right now, that is, if you want to get an experience, that is one way to get the experience. And then also, if anybody here wants an experience of the healing that we do, I'll offer, there's a 5-day guided meditation course that we have that has in it the meditation that I shared earlier about the experience of being breathed. But so much other stuff, the inner process of transformation, how to clear core issues that are in the body and the nervous system, like feelings of loss and grief, sadness, shame, depression, how to work through it on a spiritual, psychological level in a meditative practice, as well as mindfulness and self-hypnosis and things like that. And that comes with a complimentary session. And if you wanted a session, and that website is Mind Body Fitness SD. But Facebook Live, and Enlightened Way of Being, Energetics and Meditation with Jerome is a Facebook group. Or you can just find me, Jerome Gross, on Facebook, and I'll connect you there.
Or they can contact me at starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com, and I'll be happy to direct them. Now, Marcella, are you part of the healing on Fridays, or?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes, we kind of do it together.
Okay.
And, you know, and sometimes Jerome will bring on guests, like even his children. His children, he used to bring his children. I used to teach classes over at the Love and Light Healing Center in La Mesa, and whenever he had the children, he would bring them. And they also work on people, too. These are young, budding adults here, but actually his oldest is in college, and she does work on people. And his twins, and his twins have even worked on me. you know.
how beautiful. This is so beautiful.
It is. I mean, to have that consciousness of knowing and doing something. And I'm sure that as time goes on, they're going to see that more and more. We're going to see there's going to be a whole crop of young people coming up and doing this work, actually. You know,
I tell my children how to do it, to do energy work and how to do the healing work, because I want them to know, to have a felt sense, real-time experience that their thoughts, their intentions, their consciousness has effect on the world around them. And it's not an abstract idea that they're just going to hear about on a Sunday, you know, in church, or they'll read about it. They can get an actual experience. You know, their friend will sprain an ankle, and they'll work on their friend, and they take the pain away or take it down. So they know and have an experience and proof for themselves that they know that they're never lost in that presence that moves and breathes all creation that flows through them, and they can direct it towards their healing, transformation, empowerment, and whatever they need. So.
Well, the two of you are doing such amazing things. Al, you never cease to amaze me, to bring in, for me to learn about and be introduced to so many beautiful people. I'm very honored that we had you tonight, both of you. And I'm sorry about this echo. I guess it's something, I don't even know what it is. I'm not even going to think about it. It just drives me crazy. I like things
right.
to go. And I'm not a perfectionist, but I am when I do this. And there's nothing I have no control of over what happens on this radio station. But anyways, I have enjoyed this so much. And perhaps, you know,
maybe five, six months, we can
have you back again. I would love that. Your voices are so calming. And I'm sure everybody got something from what both of you had to say. And if I can remember, I'll try to see you on Friday. I mean, I would love to do that with you. I think that would be really great.
Okay.
We can all
I'll
use healing
know.
In some manner.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I want to
now
thank
also
you
do distance healing by phone and in person, right? So, and you do mini readings. So they can reach you on Facebook, correct, Jerome? Now, Marcella, do you have your own account on Facebook, or do you just coordinate everything with Jerome?
Well, it comes through Jerome sometimes, but I've kind of, like, been doing this for a long time, so I kind of, like, have, you know, people all over the country, kind of, you know, and all over the world, and that have been my students and, you know, and all of the people I've worked with, and actually the universe is bringing them back, you know. And
how wonderful.
Also they, yes, you know, I thought I was slowing down, actually. I thought I was slowing down, but no, I guess not. And like I told Jerome, I'm here to back him, and because I think he's got a beautiful way of sharing the healing technique, and it's going to be out there. You know, it's going to be out there, and people are going to see that there's going to become a time when this type of healing is going to be, you know, people are going to need this. You know.
Well, it's really the way to go.
It
really, really is. I mean, like, you know, I had conventional healing. I didn't have any healers around me at the time at all, but obviously I guess I had the highest healer that you could ever get. So I didn't need anybody on earth to do it. Now that you're talking to me, I think that that's what happened to me. I just had it from the highest source that you can ever have. And but I'm so grateful. I think you guys have to go anyways, don't you? Don't you have something else that you're preparing
for tonight?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Matter of fact, I teach fitness. Yeah, I have a fitness class I teach, a boot camp class, and a yoga class I teach right now.
Oh my gosh!
So
there's just no stopping you, Jerome.
Fitness.
Well, thank you so much
for
coming on the show,
okay.
And I will invite you again. I'll send you an email. We'll do this maybe 5-6 months down the road, something like that.
Okay.
I'm always bringing people back that I feel can give an awful lot out there. you know, maybe we could have some people call in. I can let my gal know that, you know, you're going to be on, and all if you're open to
that,
the two of you.
We can do that right
and,
here.
We'll do something like that. And, again, thank you so much. Al, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, as of course, always. Thank you, Al. And, Al, we'll see you in 2 weeks for a topic show. And you're going to choose – well, we can both talk about the topic. I'll talk to you about it. I've got some ideas, but you always have ideas, so I can't. I mean, I just let you do it. You'll say, okay, I'll do it. Anyways, thank you so much. I love you both, and I hope you know this. I really do. I feel real calm, and I don't have any – I don't usually have anxieties, but I feel – it's just here having you on the show and listening and that energy that you're putting out, and I'm sure anybody that listens will feel the same. And with that, we're going to close the show here. And both of you have a great evening,
right.
And you'll be hearing from me, okay?
Thank you, Al. Thank you, Natalie.
Okay. And
all
thank
right.
you for allowing us to share, both of you.
Okay. Much love
thank
to you both.
You.
And as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And we'll see you next week, 8 o'clock, same time, same station. And with that, I'll say good night. Thank you, everyone. I love you, Al. Love you, Marcella. Love you, Jerome.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Love you,
okay, bye-bye.